Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Stuart Fairman's The Science of Living. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink your morning coffee routine like it did for me?
Oh, absolutely. Hi there, Sam. Hi, everyone. So this book is basically a user's manual for the human body and brain. Fairman pulls back the curtain on why we do what we do, from waking up to falling asleep. And yeah, the coffee thing, that was my first wait, what, moment.
Right? He says don't drink coffee first thing because your cortisol is already peaking to wake you up. So if you slam coffee right away, you blunt the effect and build tolerance. You're supposed to wait an hour or two.
Exactly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The whole book is built around this idea of your circadian clock, that master conductor in your brain that orchestrates everything from hormone release to metabolism.
And it's not just about sleep. He talks about how your body is designed to be cyclical, not constant. So everything works better when you align with those rhythms.
Right.
Like eating late at night? Your digestive system is winding down. So you're basically throwing fuel on a fire that's trying to go out. It disrupts sleep and metabolism.
I love his section on the gut, microbiome too. He explains why a diverse, plant-rich diet feeds different bacteria and how that affects everything from mood to immunity.
He really dismantles diet myths. It's not about demonizing carbs or fat. It's about understanding the complex interplay between food and the trillions of microbes living inside you.
And he makes it so practical. Like, eat more fermented foods, kimchi, yogurt, and for probiotics. And polyphenol-rich stuff like apples feeds the good bugs.
Then there's the movement section. This is where I felt personally attacked. He says sitting is an active metabolic stressor. Not just a lack of exercise, it actively messes with your blood fats.
Yeah, when you sit for hours, your leg muscles go electrically silent. That deactivates an enzyme that breaks down fat. So even if you exercise later, you've already spiked your blood fats.
The fix isn't to run marathons. It's to weave movement into your day, standing desks, walking meetings, a movement break every 30 minutes.
That's so much more doable than hit the gym for an hour. And he says our hunter-gatherer ancestors didn't run marathons either. They walked, squatted, carried stuff all day.
Right.
Constant, varied, low-level activity. That's what our bodies crave.
Okay, the stress section blew my mind. He doesn't say stress is bad. He says it's a brilliant short-term survival tool. The problem is when it's chronically activated by modern life.
Fight or flight was designed for tigers, not for email notifications. And chronic stress drives everything from heart disease to anxiety.
But he gives a toolkit, like the vagus nerve, that's the brake pedal for your stress response. Deep breathing, cold exposure, even singing can stimulate it.
And he talks about loneliness as a biological stressor. It's as damaging as smoking or obesity. Our brains are wired for connection.
That part got me. It's not just a feel-good idea. It's real biology.
Then sleep. He treats it as non-negotiable. During sleep, your brain is consolidating memories, clearing waste, processing emotions. It's incredibly active.
He explains the different stages, deep sleep for physical restoration, REM for learning and emotional regulation. And he gives practical tips, consistent schedule, cool dark room, no blue light before bed.
And he tackles insomnia with stuff like cognitive behavioral therapy. It's not about willpower, it's about working with your biology.
The last part of the book is about designing your environment. He says a cluttered, noisy space chronically elevates stress hormones. Access to nature and natural light lowers blood pressure.
And he applies that to workplaces, open plan offices can actually increase stress and reduce focus. Simple changes like quiet zones and better air quality make a huge difference.
There's also a section on learning. Spaced repetition and active recall are way more effective than rereading. And on aging, we can't stop the clock. But lifestyle choices dramatically slow the decline.
The whole book is about empowerment. He gives you the scientific principles so you can become the expert of your own body.
The takeaway for me is stop fighting your biology. Align with it. Your circadian rhythm, your gut, your movement patterns, work with them and not against them.
And if you want to dive deeper into the science, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app, over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
Honestly, this book is a reframe. It's not a quick fix. It's a way of living that's richer and healthier. So go read it, and we'll see you in the next one.